some observations I'd make. You can qualify them, I think. I think every church is a missional community, and every missional community is a church. Now, that's not quite true, but you know, I think you know what I'm getting at with that. In other words, it ought not to be, how depressing is it that we're talking about creating missional communities because we realise our church isn't? Now, I'm not saying that's a really good thing. We want whatever our small groups are to be, but a church ought to be a missional community. Everything that Josh said about their gospel communities ought to be true of our church. We know that. And part of our frustration is it's not, and we're not. So it's certainly worth us thinking about that, and that's some of the stuff that we do with the Vine Project. The other thing to say is every missional community is a church. Now, look, you could say, look, it hasn't got elders, it doesn't administer the Lord's Supper, or, you know, baptism, though, of course, it might be some of those things. But I think the way we've tried to think at the better end, when I was at Ballard and our small group ministry, wasn't just you get Bible teaching from the front on a Sunday, but it's a little bit more interactive on a Wednesday. And really, all you need is just more Bible and everything will be fine. Once we got to the better end of time, so towards the end, we were trying to encourage people to think, actually, there is life here. It's a discipleship context. We're wanting this to be the primary place of personal care. This can have an evangelistic life if it wants to do stuff together. We never kind of made the full-on switch, partly because of where we come from. But one of the things that I observed was that we absolutely had to change the way that the leaders thought about their groups. So it wasn't, oh, I lead a Bible study, I better get the Bible right. Now that's a good thing to do. I'm not wanting to diss that. But what we began to talk about our small group leaders being small church pastors, just to change the mindset. Of it's not enough for you to understand Romans 1 and then turn up and everyone play, guess the answer in Perks' head as he answers a bunch load of questions. No, hang on a second. You are going to proactively disciple people, get to know people, look after your co-leaders, talk together about stuff, pray together, do all that kind of stuff. So that kind of those are things that are worth thinking about. I think one of the things that Josh has spoken about and takes more investment than might have been suggested is leadership development, because what you're fundamentally talking about, I think, is decentralization. So it's where does stuff happen? It's not in a just in a gathered community on a Sunday and whatever else we gather for. It is kind of saying, off you go. But then you've got to invest in your leaders so that they feel equipped, empowered, enabled to do the thing that you've required them to do. And I agree with your strategy of trying to reach the world. You know, the good news is it's a good size. So where you've got a missional community that has got legs, it's growing, it's got some momentum, surely that's got to be, hang on a second, is there the opportunity here for a gathered community? Because at some point, God, the Lord willing, you guys will be too large to gather centrally. But then if you've got five big areas in the world, you know, you start looking at sort of other, you know, giving a life group life and permission to keep growing. And that's, I think that's something that we ought to think about in reaching London. But I thought, Simon, your question about the curriculum for gospel community leaders. I want to encourage all of us to do two things. One, nick any good idea that you find. So absolutely get hold of, if we can get hold of the syllabus and so on, but ask yourself the question, what do I want my gospel community leaders to do? And then reverse engineer it. So in other words, for example, if you decide what you need to do down at Christchurch Jewel is to have gospel communities. Now, obviously, you've got a whole load of preparation to do that in terms of culture change, which is going to be, you know, difficult. But let's assume you get there. Part of it's got to be thinking, okay, what are these groups doing? What do I want them to do? Okay, and what do I want my leaders to do? That's what I want my leaders to do. How do I get them from where they are to where they need to be? What do I need to give them? in terms of convictions and character and competencies. But the great thing about that is you're not cutting and pasting what Josh has done. You are asking the question, and I'd suggest, I mean, once it's the Vine Project, don't do it alone, do it with others. Ask yourself, if that's what we're going to, and what that's a gospel community leader, what do we want them to be able to do? What do we ask them to do? Therefore, what have we got to equip them to do? Right, how do we do it? And that process is itself builds ownership, clarity, it's contextualized. All of that's the win. And I think, and it does, it changes what we do, I think, in a really helpful way. So the old systematic, the old model is, gather the people, listen to the preacher. And so we end up being the Bible teachers, and we feel the pressure is on us to gather the crowd, to deliver the kind of talking that attracts people. Whereas I think what this is saying is, actually changes our job description a bit to become not only Bible teachers, but trainers, you know, pastor teachers who raise up other pastor teachers. That's a different, we're giving away stuff. We're asking other people to do gospel ministry. Now that grows your engine. If you've got more people doing more ministry, the odds are you'll see more growth. But I think it's really helpful. I think if you want to read stuff on missional communities, I mean, Mike Breen is the British guy, but I've got but not read his stuff. I think Jeff Vanderstilt has done a book called Saturate that might be worth looking at. I think that's one that was recommended to me. Total Church?
Yeah, I don't even get hold of anyone.